Ottawa, systematic government collection and analysis of data about mysterious sightings in the sky could help Canada better prepare for incidents like the sudden appearance of several high-altitude balloons over North America 2 years ago, says a report from the Federal Science Advisor. One of the balloons, which wafted above Western Canada in early 2023 before being shot down off the U.S. coast, apparently originated from China and carried sophisticated equipment. The balloon episodes generated intense public speculation before fading from the headlines. The final report of the Science Advisor's Sky Canada project says the incidents highlight the importance of government investigation of what appears in the sky and how difficult it is to distinguish between natural occurrences, common technological devices, and potential security concerns. The report, released this week, says Ottawa should assign a federal department or agency to manage public data on celestial sightings and set up a service to collect testimonies, investigate cases, and release analyses. The report explores the public's decades-long fascination with unidentified flying objects and their association with extraterrestrial life, noting a recent shift to the more nuanced concept of unidentified aerial, or anomalous, phenomena, known as UAPs. The report says the evolution in terminology has the potential to reduce the skepticism and ridicule that has sometimes greeted UFO sightings. Stigmatization can have significant consequences, such as discouraging witnesses from coming forward and hindering scientific inquiry, the report says. The new, more encompassing UAP terminology can help promote greater transparency, credibility, and acceptance of research in professional and scientific circles and in the wider public. The report says while many sightings can be attributed to optical illusions, atmospheric phenomena, or human activity, a minority remain unexplained for a myriad of reasons, including a lack of reliable data that prevents rigorous scientific analysis. Unexplained sightings generate interest and can be the source of misinformation or disinformation, diminishing public trust, the report adds. When people are repeatedly exposed to false narratives, they may become skeptical of credible sources, including scientists, journalists, and government institutions. Unusual sightings have drawn the attention of various federal agencies since the early days of the Cold War, with the Defense Research Board establishing a committee called Project Second Story in 1952 to examine occurrences of flying saucers over Canada. The report notes Transport Canada currently maintains the Civil Aviation Daily Occurrence Reporting System for incidents affecting aviation safety, including UAP sightings, while the Royal Canadian Air Force and the Department of National Defence may also receive reports through their operational networks. In addition, police forces sometimes hear from witnesses and civil society organizations, such as Ufology Research of Manitoba and MUFON Canada, compile and analyze data from citizens, the report notes. However, there is no cohesive and standardized system for reporting and follow-up in Canada. The report points to the United States, France, and Chile as interesting examples of coordinated, transparent, and scientifically driven approaches to UAP reporting. It says the federal government should choose a trusted and recognized scientific organization, such as the Canadian Space Agency, to manage public data about sightings. The report also recommends the lead organization play a significant role in dispelling misinformation and disinformation by responding to public and media inquiries related to sightings, and by documenting and communicating common misinterpretations of observations. In addition, data should be made available to the public for transparency and to support research. A Canadian Space Agency spokesperson said further, "Discussion and analysis will be necessary within the federal government to determine the appropriate path forward." The Innovation, Science and Economic Development Department said UAPs fall outside its mandate. The report says adopting robust scientific methods and communicating more transparently about sightings would amount to a significant step forward in promoting public understanding and combating misinformation. This report by the Canadian Press was first published July 18, 2025. Jim Bronskill, The Canadian Press.